And it is time for the Poet's Corner on Lonnie Bell's Classic Country, and always a treat when we have Dave Joppa on the phone with us. Good morning, Dave.
Hi.
What'd you bring for us today?
Well, I brought a couple poems I wrote back in 95, just before the, well, when they were discussing putting the wolves in the park, and I found out they're sort of prophetic, what I wrote, so that's what one's called, A Dispute, and one's called Fairy Tales. So,
okay. We are ready when you are. We're ready to hear those words that you wrote long before we got into where we are right now.
Okay. All righty. This is The Dispute. There is a dispute running through this land, and his name is Wolf. Nary be it his fault, is it this dispute hot? Of opinion many, his benefactors and detractors do espouse. In the Yellowstone, as erstwhile fans with him in plant. For a century, sure, the ecosystem has been protected by animals all, and they are free to romp within the boundaries of the Yellowstone. They say it was once the wolf's home true. Now I wonder why he left, when protected was he. Surely the rancher shot not inside the park sublime. So what drove our hero out? Of protection, sure. So ponder long on the question raised, and force not a resident's disdain, for he will but travel north again for freedom to regain. Okay, that was The Dispute. Now, this one here is called Fairy Tales. Little Red Riding Hood knew the truth way back when their brothers were grim. The three little pigs found out the truth by experience many. Just fairy tales, you do say? No wolf could huff and puff my house down. Old man Coyote of the Stone Yellow thought the same, till extinct in the yellow he could become. And what about the elk and bison strong? Could the handwriting be on the wall? Could they soon be not seen not by the tourists many? It says the bear black is rare indeed in Coulter's Hill. And what about the rancher small? Could he be ate? Out of house and home? Could the big bad wolf huff and puff till major damage he does do? And bankrupt the rancher does become? Just fairy tales, you do say, that only the brother Grimm could pin. Well, add this thought to your matter gray. Our grandfathers paid the bounty grand to rid the range of the wolf nefarious. And now we pay the tax high to restock the range with the predator felonious. And what could be more ridiculous. Yeah. End of that.
It was a perfect place to end it. All right. Thank you, Dave. I think we came up with a perfect song to follow up on this, too.
Okay.
It should be. Thanks. It should be, yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Ed.
Dave Joppa on Lonnie Bell's Classic Country.